It's 846 4C8. Well, as we know in the last month or so, such a focus with the Paralympics in Tokyo on people with disabilities doing sport, and it's just so good to see so many people got behind it. Well, I probably should have got behind this a day or so ago because it just happened yesterday. A fantastic initiative. It's the Variety Activate Inclusion Sports Day. It happened at Redlands just yesterday. Ran about 83 students from schools right across the region. Getting a taste of doing various sports. We're talking about tennis, golf, football, you name it, cricket, the whole lot. Now, joining me to find out a little bit more about it this morning and hear about what a successful day it was, Angela Haynes, the Variety Queensland Support Manager. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Angela, and I believe a wonderful day yesterday.
Thanks for having me, Murray. Yes, it was a great day. We had, as you said, 83 students from 7 schools around Cairns. It's our first time coming to Cairns for our Variety Activate Inclusion Sports Day. They tried 6 different sports and had a wonderful time.
Now, as I said at the beginning there, the timing would have been just perfect because, I mean, there's been such a renewed interest in people of all abilities getting involved in sport because I know you've been running out the program throughout the year. COVID seems to have played its game in most occasions for you with respect to this program. But the timing of this one in Cairns was particularly good, Angela.
Yes, definitely. We were able to get up here and activate the day in a COVID-safe manner. But yeah, kids living with disabilities, giving them the opportunity to participate and try a range of different sports alongside specialised coaches and athletes and just get a taste of sport that they might enjoy and hopefully sign up to the local club up here. And Variety have got some different grants that we can help them to overcome any barriers they may face to sign up and play that sport and, yeah, hopefully participate in the Paralympics in Brisbane 2032.
Well, that was going to be my next question. Did you spot a few medalists throughout the day yesterday at all?
Yes, we sure did. We had some incredible students from the schools really get into it. We had goal ball, which is vision impairment. So they were lying on the ground with blindfolds on and giving it a red hot crack. So it was really good to see. Everyone was really enthusiastic and we had some great feedback. So, and the sporting organisations loved it. They've obviously all got an all abilities inclusion program in their sports and they can modify it to suit the students' needs. So certainly watch out 2032 Paralympics.
Good.
Has got some kids from Cairns that'll be there.
Now look, you're all it out, I believe you're down to the Gold Coast next month and back up to tropical North Queensland. Well, Townsville, we don't really call it tropical here, but that's a bit of a parochial debate. I won't drag you into in December. But look, this is the inaugural time that you guys have actually done it this year. And look, you know, moving forward, what is the plan? I mean, is this looking to become an annual event? As you've just mentioned, the 2032 Olympics, I should imagine there's some real, I guess, possibilities to work with kids in the future to do a lot more of this.
Definitely, Murray. So we have had funding to do 8 of these sports days across Queensland in 12 months. So we did South Brisbane, North Brisbane, Term 1, Term 2. We've done Cairns, Term 3. And then we're doing Townsville, Gold Coast, Term 4. And next year we're going to Rockhampton, Mackay, Toowoomba, Sunshine Coast. So, yeah,
wow.
Back to Brisbane. So we hope to get more funding and deliver this program into more regional areas. But first, the regional Queensland up here in Cairns yesterday. And, yeah, couldn't be more excited.
Well, hopefully we'll see you back up this way again. And of course, Variety, it is the children's charity, so well known here in Queensland in particular. Now, look, I've got a mate. He bought brand new Venetians for his old truck. He was just dying. He wanted me to come along on the bash with him, but the boss said, no, you two together, that's not going to happen. But I know you guys have had such a tough time this year because of COVID. So many of the bashes have actually had to be cancelled, but I believe there's more on the horizon and hopefully they're going to come to fruition.
Yes, definitely. So our team have done really well to adapt to the situation and unfortunately we couldn't do our big Birdsville trip in August, but we have a new itinerary and we're good to go from Saturday the 6th to Friday the 12th of November. So it's a shortened event for those that can only afford a 1 week annual leave. But yeah, we start in Longreach and we finish at Fraser Island. So it's a brilliant itinerary still. We head to Jericho, Emerald, Billawheeler, Rocky Bar Station, which is a resting place of R.M. Williams, the legend himself, Kilkeven, and then end up in Fraser Island with lots of great entertainment and grants for local kids in need along the way.
Wow. And look, you know, congratulations on being able to get it together, because, I mean, it's just been so difficult and so much disappointment. And I know there's a lot of teams out there, including my mate Ben, that was just gutted when it was cancelled.
Yes. Well, we'll definitely get through that original itinerary next year. Hopefully this COVID situation is well behind us and we can make that iconic itinerary happen, and you can come along, Murray.
Well, I was about to say, Angela, you're saying all the right things, but I mean, if Ben and I were together on this particular trip, and if you were there, I think you'd be saying those two need to be sidelined. Puncture their tyres. They're bad, bad boys.
you'd fit in well. Ben and Murray would.
Well, look, as I said, you know, particularly with what you've just done in Cairns yesterday with the Variety Activator Inclusion Sports Day, and look, you know, knowing Ben's family and some of the stuff that you guys do to assist kids in need right across Queensland. Variety, the children's charity, it's been great to talk to you. Congratulations on all the good work. Looking forward to more in the future. She's the Variety Queensland Support Manager, Angela Haynes. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.